Blog Talk Radio.
And don't forget to mention
that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's weather, guys, today's weather is what I call awesome, right? And today, the high for today is we're looking at 66, 68 degrees, anywhere from 66 to 68 degrees. With a slight chance of rain, a very slight chance of rain, but hey, it's going to be another beautiful day. Yesterday was beautiful. Today is going to be beautiful. Tomorrow, beautiful. Tomorrow is going to be 66 with a low of 36. So just about all week is going to be nice. Now, we're looking at chance of rain Thursday, Friday, and possibly Saturday. But we're looking at a high of 60 degrees every day this week. Okay? That is great news. Okay? And so let's go to our word of the day. And today's word of the day is, let's see how to pronounce this, septentrional. 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 Okay? It's an adjective, and all it means is northern. Northern. Septentrional. Trinional means northern, okay? An example they gave when it's used in a sentence, when he tired of the long septentrional winters of New England, grandfather retired to Florida, okay? When he's tired of the long septentrional winters of New England or northern winters of New England, grandfather retired to Florida. Well, he can retire to Georgia, right? We got nice weather here. No chance of hurricanes here. Maybe a tornado every 4 or 5 years or something, but that's very few and far between. But septentrional means northern. Okay? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Let's get right into the show. Okay? Because I've been itching ever since I heard about this to talk about this subject on the show. Today's episode is called Stupid Football Players Are Going to Jail for Sexual Assault. Let's talk about this. I want to discuss, because they have an upcoming trial against the Vanderbilt University football players that are being charged with sexual assault. And it's actually four guys, but two of the guys are testifying for the prosecution. Okay, two of the guys are testifying for the prosecution. And the other two guys are on trial being charged. Now, there were four of them, okay, that were charged. Two of them are testifying for the prosecution. The other two are defendants who are being put on trial. Now, I don't know what the other two who are testifying for the prosecution, I don't know if they're being offered some kind of plea deal to keep them from going to jail or what have you. I don't know. But I think that's pretty obvious that they are, okay? But the other two, okay, there's a white guy and a black guy. Now, get this now. Whenever you go on trial or whatever, or as a defendant or what have you, your attorney says, hey, we got to look the par in court. You know, we want to put on a nice shirt and a tie, or, you know, a shirt, tie, and jacket, a suit, or whatever, and be clean cut. Okay? The one black guy, he's had to cut his hair because he had these what you call them, dreads. He had these dreads in his hair. And so the attorney has made him cut his hair. So his hair is as short as mine right now. And he's in court. To me, he looks better. Okay? I don't like the dreads. I mean, I have nothing against them if you want to wear them, whatever. But I don't like the dreads. Okay? Obviously, they send a message. Okay? But, okay, so we got two guys on trial starting today from Vanderbilt University on trial for sexual assault. Where, don't hold me to this, but I seem to have heard that the white guy, okay, white guy's girlfriend, got drunk, passed out, and then now he's bringing her to his dorm room, carrying her to his dorm room. I guess it's the athlete's dorm or whatever. He's carrying her to his dorm room. The black guy's walking beside him as he's carrying her to the dorm room. Now, they get back to the dorm room, and she's passed out on the floor. And now there's video, which the white guy took the video. Now, look at this now. The white guy didn't participate in the sexual assault. Okay? But as far as I know, it's his girlfriend. So he's letting these other guys jump up and down on his girlfriend while she's passed out drunk. All right? Now, he's taking cell phone video of the whole thing. Then he sends the cell phone video to some of his friends. He takes some pictures, send those to some of his friends. Hey, y'all shaking y'all head just like I am, right? He's taking video of the whole situation and sending it to his friends. There are also video cameras in the dorms, right, that shows him carrying the girl to his dorm room with the other guy, the black guy with the dreads, walking beside him. Now, of course, they find out about the video. Two guys on the football team who also sexually assaulted the girl, they tell the prosecutors about his cell phone video. So, of course, they can get that video. No problem. All right? That's why I tell people all the time, I tell my kids, don't record something on video on your cell phone that you don't want someone else to see. Okay? Now, obviously, and this is something for me too, as well as you. Now, if you're recording a crime, okay, you're not involved in the crime, but you send this video, this crime video out to other people, that makes you a part of that crime. Okay? So you can get charged in that crime. If you videotape it, you're not a part of it, but you videotape it and you send it out to other people. Get it now? You send it out to other people, that video out to other people of that crime. Now you become a part of that crime. So you can get charged with that crime as well. Okay. Now the white football player, although he didn't participate in the sexual assault, but he did videotape it with his cell phone, send it to his friends. He took snapshots on his cell phone, sent it to his friends. Now he's on trial, as well as the black guy, for accessory to the sexual assault. So he's in just as much trouble as the black guy who's on trial for sexual assault. So what does that mean? That tells me that, hey, I may record a crime happening, but I'm not going to send it out to people. I'm only going to record it because I want the police to have video of what happened. Or you can just sit back and watch it and never record anything and go about your merry way. Right? And so what I'm saying is the white guy and the black guy carried the girl from wherever she was. She had been drinking, so she passed out drunk. Bring the girl to the dorm room. His girlfriend, bring her to the dorm room, lay her down on the floor in his dorm room, and let these other three black guys, you know, sexually assault her. And now they're all on trial for this. Now, like I said, the two of the guys are testifying for the prosecution, you know. And I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure they got some type of deal for testifying for the prosecution. They want this black guy and they want the white guy for videotaping it, and they want the black guy for the assault. Okay, I don't know what they're gonna do to the other two guys. All right, so and I want people in my generation that have kids out there and kids that are listening to the show to understand that it's not okay to sexually assault a woman when they're drunk, passed out. Oh, they're they drunk, passed out, laying on the bed, and, you know, her shirt might be open, her breast may be showing. She may have, her skirt may be hiked up, and, you know, you see her panties, anything like that. Now, hey, I'm 100% on the show. Her panties may be showing, whatever. You may want to deal with this young lady, but because she's drunk, passed out, does not open the door for you to have sex with her. That's a crime. You will go to jail for it if she turns you in. Okay? And now they don't have DNA evidence on these guys, but they don't even need that because they have video from the guy's cell phone. Okay? That's, you know, this video is more incriminating than even DNA. Okay? So there's, you know, and they say the video is very, very graphic. So I don't know if the guy was, you know, had him doing him a close-up or whatever he was doing, but they say the video is very, very graphic. All right? So remember, and I learned this, and I'm giving it to you. If you take video of a crime and then send that video out to other people, that makes you an accessory to that crime. I didn't know that. But that makes you an accessory to that crime. So, you know, in the days of technology and all this and social media, all this stuff, it is because people are ignorant to the law about social media and about technology, then there are going to be a lot of these young kids going to jail for something that they don't think they have a chance of going to jail for. Y'all with me on that? Okay? So, you know, do yourself a favor and tell your kids about taking video and pictures of a crime happening and sending it out. Because although he deleted his pictures, deleted his video from his phone, he allowed that. Your text messages and all that stuff is still out there. Although you delete it from your phone, no one else can grab your phone and look at it. It's still out there. The police can still get what you did 2 minutes ago. They can still get what you did 15 days ago. It's out there. Okay? And that's why I try to tell my kids, minimize that phone use for recording videos and all this stuff. Minimize that. If you're going to record some video, go to old way. Use your digital camera. Use your digital video camera to record video. I don't tote that video camera around with me. Well, hey, if it's something that you're going to be upset about in the future, don't do it with that cell phone. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you want to comment on today's show. Now, again, you know, these guys sitting in court, I saw it on yesterday. These guys sitting in court looking very, very stupid. They know that they're in a pickle right now. They know that they've got a chance to go to jail for a long time. They know that. They're in deep trouble. This isn't a misdemeanor. This isn't a minor crime. This is a felony. This is serious business. They already been kicked out of school. Okay? So that's another problem they're going to have to cross later on in life. And just because they wanted to have sex with a girl while she was passed out drunk. I don't know where you get your pleasure from a woman who is passed out drunk. Where's the pleasure? I mean, you may do your thing and get what you want out of it, right? But she's just laying there. Hey, you might as well go to the funeral home, become the funeral guy that does the work on people after they die. You know, take the stuff out and put the stuff in, whatever you call them. I can't remember what you call them, but you take that and you go there and become a funeral guy. And you can do all you want, I guess, with the dead people. I have a caller from the 706 area code. The first four digits are 416. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Morning, Frank. Zeke Parks from LaGrange.
Good morning, bud.
Hey, Frank, I got a question for you, Frank. Back
yes,
in 2012,
sir.
They had a similar incident in Ohio where the whole entire football team literally took a young lady and towed her from party to party for a couple of days and videoed and sent it out. You would think that because of media and all this other exposure, Facebook and everything now, that the young men would have learned the lesson from the 2012 incident in Ohio. I just want to hear your take on that.
Okay, I appreciate the call there, Zeke. You want to stay on the air and listen to it, or are you good?
I'm listening.
Okay. So what I say is that, you know, when you see something and you see what happened, if you didn't learn from that, then you know it's going to be bad when it happens to you, and you were right there, you saw what happened, you know what happened to those guys, and then you turn around and do it again. That's just like guys that come out of prison and they turn around and they do the same exact crime that they did to land them in prison, and they do it again, and they think they're not going to get caught this time because they don't figure out how not to get caught doing it. And it happens to them the same way, and they go right back to jail. Did that answer your question, Zeke?
Yeah, but I guess, Frank, what I'm asking is, why would they continue to video on these cell phones, basically, I guess, when they know that they can be used against, you know, they're so in tune, and I guess in social media nowadays, trying to get it out there and make it, you know, where everybody can see them raping a young lady or whatever the case might be, Frank. I just think that this – and exonerating themselves, you know, they put themselves on trial and pretty much giving the police all the evidence they need to, convict them.
That's right. And these kids, they aren't thinking at that time. So and they do it so fast. You know, these kids can text and they can send these pictures so fast. And once they get that video or whatever or something happening, they send it out there so fast, and they not even thinking. By the time they do it and send it, they hadn't even thought about the consequences, you know. And you know, like my daughter can text so fast. I mean, you can text her, text up back to you so fast. It's amazing to me. I have to sit and look and hit my letters, you know, one at a time in order to text. But they can bloop, 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 and they can text so fast and send that thing so fast, and they don't even think about the consequences.
You know, I was looking at the Ohio incident where the two football players took the girl from, you know, room to room over several days, and then, you know, they charged them with kidnapping, rape, you know, the whole slew of things. You know, then, like I said, they took in video and did all the things to help convict themselves. But I would think here 3 years later that, you know, most guys would have known that's the wrong thing to do. Like I said, they need to go old school if they're going to do anything like that. You know, the digital camera, old video camera type deal versus a cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know I'm going to be, I guess. You think I would just,
that's right.
The younger generation would be smarter, but it looked like they're getting dumber, you know.
They're getting dumber, man. They're getting dumber, and then they don't want to even listen to us, Zeke. You know, they don't want to even listen to us. That's a problem. But hey, I appreciate your call, Zeke. Take care of yourself, bud. And I'll talk to you a little bit later.
All right, have a good day.
All right, bud. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show.
She knows, she what all the fellas looking at.